Alrighty then, Fan Friday. Good morning, Jada Rad.
Morning.
Good morning, Mickey the Blue.
Yeah, morning, Rick.
Okay, let's start with you, Jay. If I may, Sunderland are the opponents for Liverpool this weekend. Liverpool up to 8th on 20 points. Sunderland 14th on 14 points. Last time they met, it was a Liverpool victory in March, 2-1 over Sunderland. Two wins in a row now for Liverpool. Is that going to continue this weekend, Jay?
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, you know, what a difference a week makes, because I was a little bit down last week and two victories on the spin. And now we've got Sunderland coming up, and you know, things are looking up a little bit for Liverpool at the moment.
Mignolet's going back to his old club. He's really not on form at the moment. When I watched the game the other day, and that was the first sort of action on the pitch was his own goal, I just feared the worst. I mean, he looked totally embarrassed, and it was as if his world, as he wanted the ground to open up and swallow him, didn't he?
I thought, you know, obviously he kept a clean sheet against Stoke, and you like to think he'd get a bit of confidence from that. But it wasn't really the own goal that was the issue against Leicester, because that was a little bit unfortunate. It was the pass, you know, like Cambiasso just prior to that, which we got away with. I mean, I don't know what he was thinking. I mean, everyone says about his terrible distribution with the ball at his feet. And I mean, I just don't even know what he's seen there, because that was like an open net for Cambiasso and we got away with it. But yeah, he's still struggling for confidence. And the same problems are still happening. You know, he might be a decent shot stopper, but ultimately, you know, he doesn't command his box enough, and as I say, distribution-wise, ball at his feet, he's terrible. But, you know, I think Liverpool have improved a little bit in the sense that Lucas has came into the side and he's protecting the back line a little bit more, and it's evident because we're not conceding as many goals.
How worried are you that most of the summer signings seem to be starting the games on the bench now, even though they're fully fit, that there are a few injuries, obviously, but it looks as though he's finally sorting out his starting 11 now after tweaking it for many, many months, doesn't it?
I think initially when we signed all the players we did, you know, obviously when you get eight new players, it's difficult for them to gel. And I think what Rodgers has done, he's played them all, he's played like four or five of them all together, and it just hasn't worked. And he's gone back to basics a little bit, and a few of the older experienced players have come into the side, and Colo Torre's played as well as Lucas, as I mentioned before, and it seems to have worked a little bit. And, you know, the performance levels haven't been great, you know, far from it, but it's just a case of, like, we've got to get them 3 points, and we've just ground out two important victories, scruffy victories, if you like, and that's quite important going forward because it builds confidence.
Doesn't need to be pretty as long as they're getting the 3 points. Mickey the Blue, it's been a difficult couple of weeks for Everton, hasn't it? And you've got Man City this weekend. What are your thoughts going into this one?
Yeah, well, it certainly hasn't been, you know, hasn't been the best week for us. Obviously, the defeat there, you know, down there at White Hart Lane, and then just a horrible game during the week against Hull, where we were just, it's one of the worst performances that I've seen by Everton under Roberto Martinez. There was, you know, they had nothing going for them at all. The passing was shocking. You know, they couldn't string a pass together. They seemed really leggy. There wasn't much movement. It was just a horrible, horrible game during the week against Hull. And obviously it was freezing as well, which didn't help. You know, it made things 10 times worse. So he's got to sort of try and get some kind of a result, if you can, up at the Etihad there, which is, you know, was always going to be a difficult place to go. Man City is sort of flying. And obviously the boy Aguero is on fire at the moment. So it's not going to be easy. But I think Roberto Martinez has come out and he said he was, you know, we looked a little bit leggy, and he was maybe blamed a bit of fatigue because of Europa. Well, you know, so unfortunately, that's what we're in. That's something that we're going to have to deal with. And for me, you know, it's a little bit of an easy excuse for me that I think, you know, with the whole team there, especially after Wednesday night's performance, needs a rocket as far as I'm concerned, because that just wasn't acceptable against Paul.
I've been rolling this statistic out all week on City Talk Breakfast, but if Everton's first half form is fantastic, in fact, the stat is that if football matches only lasted 45 minutes, they'd be second in the league by now.
Yeah, you know, obviously we took the lead there against Tottenham, and we did exactly the same against Hull, and then, but you know, he just doesn't seem to be going for it. You know, they seem to be sort of, you know, a lot has been made of the style that we're playing under Roberto. You know, it's a lot of possession it is, and but we, you know, sometimes there's not much end product, which is, you know, for the fans, it's really, really frustrating. It's all well and good, you know, playing this nice football and you know, the possession stats and stuff, you know, look good on paper. But at the end of the day, you know, it's the 3 points that count. And, you know, that second half there against Hull, although we had, you know, a fair bit of possession, but we just did nothing in their half. You know, offensively, we really, really struggled. And I think the only positive point that we can take out of it is the fact that we've got Kevin Morales back, who looked really, really good, obviously, against Tottenham, got that great goal, you know, created the goal for Lukaku on Wednesday night. But unfortunately, you know, we could only get sort of 60, 65 minutes out of him because he's coming back from injury. But it's certainly something that, you know, Martinez has got to sort out, as, you know, we are taking the lead in matches and we're not finishing games off.
Home form looks like a bit of an issue this season, doesn't it? So I suppose if you're going to play Man City, you would prefer to be playing at the Etihad, wouldn't you?
Probably, Rick. Yeah, probably at the moment. You know, our home form has been shocking. You know, I think there's only really been the Aston Villa game where, you know, we've looked half decent. You know, I don't think, to be fair, I don't think we've played well at all in the league all season. In Europa, you know, where sort of our style is a bit more suited, you know, we've been really, really good. But I think this year in the league, we just haven't, things haven't clicked and we haven't got going. So it's probably, you know, but is it ever a good time to go to the Etihad, you know, with all that, you know, all the superstars that they've got? You know, it's really, really is going to be tough. But, you know, you've got to, I think what Evertonians want is they just want to see them put a shift in. And for me on Wednesday night, and I think for a lot of Evertonians around me, you know, that wasn't the case. So as long as they go there and, you know, put a shift in, and, you know, that's the main thing. That's what Evertonians want to see.
Okay, Jay the Red, Stephen Gerrard, is he staying? Will he go? MLS is beckoning, apparently.
I think he'll stay. I mean, it's just one of them moments now, isn't it, where it's probably the final contract he'll get in his career. So I'm not too sure whether he wants a two-year deal or what have you, and the club are only offering a one-year. But it's going to be tempting, isn't it? You know, like a new challenge if an American club comes in for him in the MLS, and he might fancy it. I don't know. It's entirely up to him what he wants to do, but... You know, he's a legend of this football club, and I'm pretty sure the club do want to keep him.
They started the stadium expansion. In fact, building work gets underway on Monday. Ian Eyre said yesterday that it would not affect spending in the transfer market. What do you expect to happen in January? Do you think Liverpool are going to go on the search for a new goalkeeper? Are they going to look for a new striker, which they kind of desperately need at the moment with Sturridge's injuries and not really having the kicking power up front? And there's rumours that they may be recalling a couple of loan players.
Well, I've been told to expect a quiet January, to be honest with you, but I think what's vitally important is if Liverpool get through against Basel next week, then obviously we're going to get a little bit more money in the pot. And of course, if Manchester City fail to beat Roma, then I think it comes down to something to do with the TV money. So Liverpool will get a bigger cut because there'll only be three English teams into the next stage. So from that point of view, we might be able to get a signing on the back of that. But you know, you've got to consider it's going to cost a lot of money to redevelop Liverpool's ground. And you know, I know what Ian is saying, but I think Liverpool are more self-sufficient these days, so it's going to have a little bit of an impact, there's no doubt about it, and it is important Liverpool get in the Champions League for next year as well. So, you know, from that point of view, I'm not sure we'll do much business in January because, yeah, we might need a new goalkeeper because Mignolet looks awful. I think Liverpool need a defensive midfielder as well, and people go on about a centre-forward, but... I mean, if we're not going to pay £3 or £4 million to get Origi back from the loan deal with Lille, I can't really see us signing, you know, going out spending decent money on a centre forward. At this moment in time, Lambert has been given his opportunity and he's doing really well for us. I mean, he's no world beater, but he's been effective. And then you've got to look at the fact that Balotelli's to come back from injury and hopefully Sturridge has been an absolute nightmare this season with his injuries. But you just got to hope and pray that from January onwards he stays fit.
I just found out this morning Sturridge has been sent to Los Angeles for warm weather training and hopefully will aid his speedy recovery. You mentioned the Champions League next week. Is that going to affect any team decisions for tomorrow, do you think?
Yeah, quite possibly. I mean, there's a lot of people saying about with Gerrard, he was left out against Stoke and obviously came back to the team against Leicester and he played really well and scored the goal. Will he be left out again? You know, because Rodgers has got to manage him properly, but I honestly can't see him being left out because, you know, he's already had his little game rest now. The only thing I will say is after this Sunderland game, we can't look beyond it too much, but after that, you have got massive games on the horizon because there is the Basel Champions League game. But after that, you've got Manchester United away as well, which is always a massive game, and they're a big contender for top forwarders as well. So, you know, it will be interesting, and I'm pretty sure he will make a few changes, but I'm sure Gerrard will start.
OK, give us a score prediction for tomorrow then, Jay.
I think it'll be tough because Sunderland are decent. You know, last season he came to Anfield and he caused us a lot of problems and we managed to beat them 2-1. And, you know, towards the back end last season when they were fighting for their lives, they got a couple of decent results away from home against City. I think they drew 2-2 and They won against Sunday at Chelsea, sorry, 2-1. So, you know, the decent on the day, and they drew with Everton recently at home, and they drew with Chelsea as well last weekend. I know they got stuffed by City in the week, but I think it'll be tough, and, you know, I'm just hoping we can get another scruffy win. 2-1, I'll go for.
OK. Mickey the Blue, we got 10 seconds left. Give us your score prediction for the weekend's game against City.
Well, I think we're, you know, it's going to be tough, mate. Going to try and contain Mr. Aguero, and obviously Yaya Toure as well, coming into a bit of form. So I think it's going to be really tough, Rick. But I think the best we can hope for, mate, is maybe a 1-1 draw.
OK, boys, thank you very much.